please come to order. Let the record show that Representative Phillips, Representative Mike Miller, North Pole, Representative Mike Davis, Representative Adelaide Herman, Representative Abood, and Representative Cato are present. Those not present, Representative McBride, Representative Locker, Representative Szymanski. We have before us today two Senate concurrent resolutions. We'll take up Senate concurrent resolution number 5 first. We have with us on on a conference call some people from DOT. To begin with, we'll hear from Richard Ramsey, Administrative Assistant to Senator Petula, on Senate concurrent resolution number 5.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. We introduced...
Yeah, Senator, turn your mic on. Senator Petula, Administrative Assistant. Please identify yourself for the record.
My name is Richard Ramsey. I'm a Legislative Assistant to Senator Petula. We introduced Senate Concurrent Resolution number 5, requesting an upgrade of the Petersville Road and the Mat-Su Borough. There, for a number of reasons, there's... State Department of Natural Resources has had numerous land disposals along the Petersville Road. The road has been receiving a great deal of use due to this. Additionally, there's been logging operations up the road, and the road is in horrendous condition. The people of the area have voiced their concerns that the road be upgraded, and Senator Petula has responded. I might note that Senator Petula has asked that $100,000 be appropriated in the capital budget for the planning and engineering of this road that will be included in his portion of the capital budget. I can answer any questions the committee might have.
Good morning. Sitka's online.
Yes. Representative Abood?
Is that the road that runs from...
Turn your mic on so they can hear you.
Is that the road that runs along, including the flats, and then it's the old road that takes off?
No. Petersville Road runs out from Trapper Creek due west.
Oh, okay.
For about 36 miles, I believe. It's the south end of McKinley State Park, or Denali State Park, and around to the back side of Denali National Park.
Almost due west, yeah.
Are there any further questions of Mr. Ramsey? We have with us also Mr. Gavin from DOT in Anchorage. Mr. Gavin, would you like to make some remarks?
Not unless you have any questions, ma'am.
Could you tell us, from your expertise, the actual condition of the road? Does it involve bridges and various other things?
Okay, the road from the Parks Highway to 7 Mile is in very good condition. It's about probably a 40-foot top gravel road. From 7 Mile in, the road gradually decreases in stature until eventually you have a single lane road that's built over the Muskeg. From 7 to 10 miles, you probably have a lane and a half, and about half of it. And from 10 to 13 miles, you get down to a single lane of road. From that point in, it gets extremely bad. It's used primarily by miners back in the Petersville Mining District once you get beyond the Forks Roadhouse, and hunters, I believe, in the fall. The road to the subdivision developments by DNR definitely could use some upgrading. They're extremely soft in the spring. A lot of times we can't get in there and start maintenance efforts even until probably around the 1st to the 15th of June. And then if we get a lot of rain, we've got to pull our equipment out because it's just so soft that we end up getting our equipment stuck and tearing the road up worse than if we weren't there at all.
All right, I'd like to ask you about an incident several years ago. Not too many. However, there was a time, was there not, where there was about 6 weeks when the road was completely intraversable, and they had to use airdrops and stuff like that. And one of the questions I'd like to bring out is the fact that there are no airstrips up there except private airstrips.
As far as I know, the only airstrip up there is the Petersville Strip, and as far as I know, it's a private strip. That strip may be under state ownership, but it's not state maintained. I'm not sure on the actual ownership of the strip.
Yeah, okay, thank you much. Are there any further questions of Mr. Gavin? Mr. Representative Davis?
I'm not sure if you're the correct person to ask on this, but I was just curious what kind of a land disposal program took place up in that area.
Okay. I would hate to be quoted on this, but as far as I know, DNR had a couple of subdivisions that were released up in that area. That's just my own personal knowledge from reviewing DNR's work on the newspapers and the flyers they put out. But I believe there was a subdivision around, I think it's 10 mile, another one around 13 mile, but I wouldn't want to be quoted up there.
Yeah, I was just curious what the description of the in the land disposal, whether it was designated that this would be an all-weather road or it was a substandard road. I'm just curious if you knew that. Thank you.
Do we have any further questions, Mr. Gavin? Mr. Gavin, I'd like to tell you that we very definitely appreciate you coming to talk with us. And as Representative Boone says, getting up. Of course, I think you do that every morning. But sometimes not to come downtown this early. And we would like to appreciate it if you'd stay on while we talk about the other bill.
Will do.
Is there...
Yeah, he's Warburg here with me also, man.
All right, fine, thank you. Is there any further discussion on the bill? The chair would appreciate a motion. Representative Miller?
Madam, I'd like to make a motion that we move Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5 out of committee with individual recommendations.
Representative Miller has moved that we move Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5 out of committee with individual recommendations. Is there any objection? No objection, so ordered. We're now, I would like everyone not to get up and leave when we finish Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 6, and we'll sign both of them at the same time. It'll make it much easier and less interruption. We're now on Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 6. Encouraging the upgrading and resurfacing of the Oakland Highway from the Kinnick River to the Matanuska River. Mr. Ramsey, do you have some discussion on this?
Yes, thank you.
Please identify yourself again.
This is Richard Ramsey. I'm a legislative assistant to Senator Petrullo. Again, very much like Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5, this resolution is intended to be a statement of purpose by the legislature for... To get the fire going under the Department of Transportation for a very long overdue project. Again, this project has been identified by John Bates from the Department of Transportation that this will qualify for federal highway matching funds. Given that, Senator Curtula has indicated he will appropriate or ask that $100,000 be appropriated toward this as the 10% matching funds for the planning and engineering of the upgrade and resurfacing of the Oakland Highway. The Oakland Highway has not been resurfaced since in the early 1960s. In the early 1970s, there was a flood of the Kinnick River, which it is my understanding, and caused considerable damage to the highway. Since that time, a dike was constructed adjacent parallel to the highway to protect it from future flooding. There has been no significant maintenance of the highway. It is in deplorable condition. We have a statement of that from 450 residents in a petition, which I believe is in your packets. And with this resolution, we are hoping to move DOT on upgrading this highway. It is becoming a major thoroughfare in the Matanuska Susitna Borough as the population increases, and one of the areas is out toward the Butte, out toward the Kinnick River. I'd be happy to answer any further questions.
Are there any questions of Mr. Ramsey? Representative Abood?
Now is that the road we're talking about?
Yes.
Thank you.
This is This is the old Glen Highway.
Very dangerous, too.
I would like to ask of Mr. Gavin, and of course, one time we're all very, very concerned about this scenic road, whichever it is, to connect the old highway. Would this alleviate the problem we have in the fall as far as the fair is concerned and this sort of thing? I think, would it take any traffic off the other road? Do you have anything that you could add to that, Mr. Gavin?
It could take some pressure off the fair, but usually it's been my experience going to the fair that sometimes the road actually backs up clear to Eclutna to where the four lane is. And the intersection of the Palmer alternate around the, against the mountains and then back into Palmer is past the bifurcation or the four lane to two lane on the Eclutna flat. So you still have traffic backed up to there. In my experience and stuff going to the fair, that normally I stay on the Parks Highway, the Glen Highway, and I don't use the old Glen to get to the fair. But I'm not sure how other people would respond. Maybe it's more for the way to see them. I think it's got merit. I'm not certain it'll do a great deal for the fair. It is now used as an alternate route, and the basic problem is have recently worked on the section from the New Glen Highway to the Connect River Bridge. The section we have not worked on for some time is that section from the Connect River Bridge on into Palmer, and that's the section that needs to work at this point.
I think my concern was not necessarily for people that go up the fair, but people that are on that highway and would like to get to Palmer, and the fair traffic stops them. And I was wondering if this would alleviate then some of the traffic on through that situation.
I assume that it may provide that service, yes.
All right, thank you very much. Do we have any further discussion, any questions for the people in Anchorage? If not, again, we'd like to thank you for your cooperation. Thank you for getting up early and helping us make up our minds.
You're welcome.
Is there any further discussion on the bill? Representative Davis?
Well, I was just going to, if you'd entertain a motion, I'd like to move the bill with individual recommendations.
Representative Davis has moved the bill, SCR 6, with individual recommendations. Is there any objection? If not, so ordered. Now we'll pass both.
Do not pass.
With a $10 million appropriation
to Eagle River.
Right, that's
good. To Eagle River.
Divert
some of the traffic.
Come on. No, you know, when I come along there during the fair, I'm not necessarily going to the fair. I'm going through.
Yeah, you used
to. And
you looked at all the bills.
I don't take that highway because it's such a deplorable condition.
No, they paved it like 2 years ago from the turnoff up to the Snake River Bridge. Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, actually, it's not that terrible, except that there is a terrific lot of people that live between the butte and that bridge.
Well, this is what I was talking about, alleviating traffic.
That is really bad.
This is what I meant about alleviating traffic. Those people won't have to get in line. By the time they have to get in line until they get there, but then they can cut off, which will speed the line up, too. That's what I was
saying. Or just avoid it.
Yeah.
I don't know when you can't avoid
it. Well, the way it backs
up,
you have to be in that line for a little while. But it would help no end to be able to get out of that.
Pick up on when I come back.
Yes, I thought we were off tape. Yeah, the meeting is adjourned. Please don't even leave till they sign.